Welcome, everybody, to the Women of Vision Show. The Women of Vision Show is a movement embracing our uniqueness and inspiring others and creating a space of collaboration instead of competition. So if you guys are just joining to the show for the first time, welcome. And for all of our other listeners, thanks for tuning back in. I am Haley Clandenning, and of course, I'm with the lovely Maryse Brown.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday. And Sarah, of course. Our resident unicorn is on with us this evening, too. And we are sitting down tonight, very excited to get a chance to talk to the lovely Dana Grant. Dana is pretty amazing, you guys. She's a certified intuitive master life coach, and she helps her clients pivot from fear to freedom, self-loathing to self-love, and brokenness to wholeness, among many other things. But that is She's just quite amazing. So welcome to the show, Dana.
Thank you, Haley. Boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? Yeah.
I was like, did we get that right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm like, this lady has over 10 years of experience, just multifaceted journey, and has led so many women in her life and changed lives, mine included. And we're so fortunate to have her on. Thank you, Dana, for coming on. I was talking to Dana last night, and I'm like, well, it's actually, she's been on the show with us before. I remember stalking her on Instagram, and I was just like, I need to know this woman. She was doing a vision board workshop, and that's when I was like, can you do one in Reading? I didn't even know she lived in Chico. And last night I'm like, you know, you guys can listen to her background at our other episode. I think she's like episode 5 or 7. We can share that link later. But really wanted to share what we've been going through. It's a point, I think, we're on 3rd or 4th week of shelter in place now.
Yeah,
and we're just starting to start seeing folks that are, some of them are embracing this new change or pivoting, and some are just sinking into the darkness. So I thought it was just the best timing for Dana to be here in the middle of all this. And so lucky that she said yes, because it turns out she's been helping folks navigate through this. So how are you, Dana? How's everything?
You know, I'm great. When I say I'm great, it always makes me get a little tinge of guilt that, you know, I'm navigating through this with clarity and peace. But I think that's what I want to share with people, is how to do that. And it's okay, you know, like you had said, to be in the depths of despair. And I had a moment last week where I mourned the loss of, you know, and 2 Italy retreats that were sold out for me, and 2 trips to New York and LA. I had so much on the books with travel this year that I was, you know, having to pivot, but I immediately dropped into, and what grounds me is gratitude. And it, you know, we say that, but it cannot be over, you know, estimated, the power of gratitude and what that can do, of how grateful I am that I'm well and I'm able to help so many.
I was just going to say that you're actually really the perfect person to talk to, I feel like, about all of this, because you do have the tools to help people that are really struggling, you know what I mean? Because you guys know me pretty well, and I'm, you know, usually quite the ball of energy and happiness, and I'm not going to lie, this has, it's tested me, so I can imagine that there have been other people who have also, you know, really struggled through a few days that were you know, pretty dark, and making sure to find that gratitude. So we're very lucky to have you sit down with us tonight and talk about everything. Give us some tips and tools.
Well, yeah, you know, and you say that, but we cannot expect ourselves to go through this. What is normalcy? You know, with social distancing and isolation and our, you know, and a lot of people homeschooling, all the situations are so different. We're all addressing different issues. I mean, I'm an empty nester, but so I work from my home office so much, and my husband's a practitioner. So our schedule is pretty much on course, but that doesn't mean I don't feel the impact globally.
Right.
And I coach a lot of international people. I have someone who is sick right now with the virus. And, you know, so I think we can't help but be impacted. And I think it's important to hold space for that and not jump over it and say, hey, you just need to be happy. You just need to be grateful. But there's days when you just have to say, hey, this sucks. You know, this doesn't feel good. And work through that. Just sit with it and work through it. Not jump over it.
So what have you been seeing, not just in your area, but also with your work, you know, the main thing, the main tools that you've been sharing, that you think has been, you know, just, been effective for people to, execute in their life.
Well, you know, as an intuitive coach, I really believe that every situation is different. Every person I coach needs something different and new from me. There's a lot of business coaching right now where I'm pivoting businesses and creating new momentum and ideas, because they're blocked with fear and they might have some limited beliefs and the blinders are on and they can't see anything but, oh my gosh, look what's in front of me and look what's gone. So, you know, just being more creative for me and giving ideas of what's possible. There's, and keeping the hope. There's so much hope and there's so much possibilities that we can enter into. In fact, I was thinking today is, well, tomorrow will be the 15th. If let's just say on the 15th of May, that's a month, we lift the social distancing. That's 160 hours. If we work 8 hours a day, that's 160 hours we can apply to anything we want to manifest or quantum leap. That's quantum leap time. 160 hours. You can delegate to something you want to change in your life. Can you imagine if you did delegate that and you got some time management and we didn't float through the next 4 weeks, but we actually said, hey, I want to get this done. I want to achieve that. Everyone's got something different. It's not one size fits all.
Yeah. And then like, I mean, that's a good point with the moving from fear. How do you help someone who moves from fear to doing, I guess, say they're still not, they know they have an idea that, what they want to do, but they're frozen. They're just in this state of fear and can't, you know, move forward. How would you, how do you help them move through that?
Oh, well, you know, I ask the questions, they do the work. You know, I feel like sometimes I don't move them through that. They move themselves through that. They pivot through that. I'm asking pertinent questions because I'm reading their energy. I know what they're holding. And again, everything is unique and individual. Everyone's got their own situation and their own fear. Is it inner child? Is it limited beliefs? Is it their fear? Right. For their children? Is it health? Is it finances? I have to really home in what it is that they're fearful of, and then I can move from there. So give me ask something specific and we can move through that.
That's awesome. Really quite amazing that, gosh, talk about being able to use the fact that you're an intuitive life coach. This is the time to be so, I mean, utilize that talent because, I mean, you, like you said, everyone is different and you have to figure out and ask the right questions for each person. So, right. I'm definitely excited. We do have a caller that we will definitely take, when we come back from our first break, which is very exciting. I'm sure we have a lot of people who have some amazing questions for you.
I think I just saw the caller and I think this caller is coming in from Alaska.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, we will definitely have to get her on as soon as we get back from the break, which is coming up here. And of course, we always want to mention our amazing sponsors who are able to, basically make it possible for us to put our show on and share all of this information, and just to help empower each other. So we really appreciate all of you sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors. Boheem Salon and Spa. Remember, folks, you can follow these people online, buy gift cards, just support them, give them a call. Reliefs Trading, they have 100% USDA certified organic hemp. All fired up. They're located at 1796 Churn Creek Road. I believe they have little kits right now. Lit From Within, 2449 Athens Avenue. They've been doing some yoga, live yoga, sessions. So check them out. Healthwise Chiropractic, located at 405 South Street, Suite D. And, to Everbloom Skincare, they are at 660A Azalea Avenue. And, that's it for now. And we'll be back and get that caller.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on KCNR.
are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR. And we are sitting down tonight and talking with the amazing Dana Grant. And we are actually taking our first caller. So welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Betty. I'm calling from Talkeetna, Alaska.
Oh, hi, Betty. All the way from up in Alaska, girl. We love it.
I know, all the way from Alaska, but recently transplanted from California, from Chico. So learning to appreciate all the ways in which we can connect today. I think that's probably my lesson for today, beyond just social media. Beyond just, I've never done public radio call-in before, so this is a whole first for me.
Well, we are excited to have you on the show, my dear.
Yes. Hi, Betty. It's so good to hear your voice. How's Alaska?
Hi, Gina. it's exceptionally beautiful and exceptionally challenging. We went from, 5 feet of snow to, now we're at 4 feet of slush with some ice underneath. So we're at what Alaska calls the breakup, which is like a very, it's a beautiful part of life, but it's very challenging. I put on the ugliest boots I've ever worn in my life to muck through, inches of snow and ice today to go to the post office. And Literally, it's just interesting. They call it the breakup. It's like where they call it the natives say that the earth breaks up with the season. And so it's very dramatic, and it is very dramatic, and I think it kind of matches my emotions right now. It's very dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of changes then for you to be going through all at once.
Right. I've been in Alaska for 6 weeks this week. I came here for work, and before the COVID quarantine happened, but my company has handled this very, very responsibly and very aggressively from the beginning, and so we're on a different, even a higher level of quarantine for the company I work with than the rest of my county or the rest of Alaska and maybe even the world in general. Like, my corner of the world is now so small, like a postage stamp is bigger than the corner of the world I live on right now.
Right. Well, Betty, what questions do you have? What would you like to know from me today?
Well, I just wanted to talk about, like I had my first, like, big, like, sad day yesterday. Like, sad. Like, how do you do sad when you're isolated and when you're far away from everything you've ever known and you're just sad? Like, and it was snowing and I couldn't get outside, which is where I find a lot of my peace and my comfort. But it was also like that day when nothing felt right. It was like trying on pairs of shoes that were either too small and too big all day long. The cafeteria was either too hot or too cold.
Right.
And that one thing that you wanted was either a call or a text or an email from home didn't happen. Like, those days happen, but yesterday was that day, and that day didn't happen.
Right.
I got no synergy, no feedback, but just to, like, stumble through and, like, be like, okay, I'm just sad. Like, it just feels sad today.
We have a train going through. There's a train going through. Well, on that note, Betty, you know, I'm going to say that actually I just kind of dropped into my intuition for an intuitive reading on this. And I woo, big train. more confirmation. But
I'm trying to quiet it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, what dropped in immediately, and I just wrote down intuitively what I felt when you said that, is acceptance, not jumping over it, but moving through it slowly, methodically, and actually even being still and sitting with how you feel and asking your body what it needs. You know, maybe a cup of tea. Maybe you need to lay down and watch Netflix all day. There is no right or wrong answer, but to honor it really is what needs to be done. As long as you don't set up camp there, and we've heard this a lot, you know, be sad, be grieved, do what you need to do. You just can't stay there, you know. And like you said, yesterday was your first day. And I think we all have through this process the day. And I think 3 weeks in
I did that yesterday. I didn't shower. Yeah. I didn't get on my jammies.
Yeah.
I just had, like, a really, like, sad day is what I would say.
Right. And I'm going to say I believe that could be the new norm right now. And we have to accept. And that's why I wrote down acceptance. Be still. Honor that. No shame in your game. You know, don't shame yourself for not getting dressed, not showering. I mean, I think I wrote on Facebook last week, I didn't brush my teeth for a day. And I didn't think I didn't shower for a couple of days. And I was roaming around in my pajamas, and I just let it be okay. I think I watched The Tiger King, like, morning to night, and I did takeout, and I did a bed picnic. And you know what? It was a great day. I could have beat myself up and felt terrible, or I could have just settled in and said, wow, this is just the way it's going to be today. And acceptance, I think, is the key.
Thank you. Thank you. Because it feels like guilty.
Just know you're not alone either. Like, you're not the only one that's feeling those feelings, like she said, because we've all had that day, girl, and I did the same thing. I cried. I mean, I cried and cried, and I was like, this is just ridiculous. But then I sat there, and I just let myself have that moment, you know, and I did. And then the next day was much better. So just, you're definitely not alone. We feel you.
Yeah, and even though you can't go outside when it's snowing 5 feet of snow, but do connect with nature. Shut the TV off, the news. Really, this is really an important message, and I want to make sure I get it out there while I have the opportunity. Do not be glued 24/7 to the news. You know, it's important to know what's going on. It's also very important to disconnect and ground yourself. And nature and fresh air and taking care of yourself is some of the best things.
It's funny that you said that because, you know, my higher power shut the power off here today for 8 hours. We didn't even have power. I was wondering if I could even log on and watch this or be on my computer for this tonight. So it's actually, like, really funny that you say that because the disconnect has to happen. I cannot look at this or feel this all day long. Tomorrow we have, from my company, we have a global virtual call that's going to happen at Central Mountain Time. And that's something I'm actually really nervous about. And I think this is probably more what my question lies in. It's like, how do I prepare myself for this call tomorrow? This call could go one of many ways. It could be that I'm going to get a pink slip. I came all the way to Alaska for nothing, or it's going to be like we're on hold or on pause for our jobs, or it's going to be a full go-ahead. And all those things are on the table right now. And it feels certainly anxious for me tonight when I think about, like, this call or this, you know, virtual. It's a global. I work for an international company.
Right, right. Well, you know, again, I'm going to go back to what I wrote down and was very guided in writing down acceptance, be still. And I'm going to say the most universal thing I say on a daily basis, and that's trust the process. Whatever the outcome is tomorrow, you are guided. This is already divinely guided anyway. Your outcome is already in the works. And I think that in acceptance and movement in that, you'll know the next step, just like you knew when the calling came to Alaska and to take this job. I mean, who would have ever thought 4 weeks after you left on this global experience of this company that a pandemic would happen? You know, we're all in a certain place where acceptance, be still, and trust the process. Because by trusting that, no matter what the outcome is, we know that's divinely ordained. That's where we need to be.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Don't worry. There's nothing you can do. Worry is the inability to solve a problem. I think my mama told me that when I was
a little
girl.
No, but I still want to call in because it was like a platform I could call in on. And, like, I was so good. Like, Marie's is here. Thank you so much. And everybody that I've met through Women of Vision. And Dana, thank you so much. Like, I just wanted to have a chance to say thank you and just, like, share, like, you know, my new weird is weird, but it's not as weird as anybody else's. And, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just trusting. I am trying to trust the process, although my fear gets the best of me, and the unknowns are so hard.
Right. Well, I think, again, I don't think any of us really know. I mean, we really can't step into the unknown. By being present and dealing with today, I really don't take on the unknown. I don't take on what ifs. What if next month things don't lift? What if I don't go to New York next month? What if my Italy? I'm taking it one day, one step at a time, and I think that will really alleviate a lot of anxiety. Betty, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm so glad you called in. I'm sending you so much love, and let us know how tomorrow turns out for you. Maybe we'll see you back in California.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you for taking my call tonight. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Betty.
Thanks
for calling in.
That was amazing. She said everything I wanted to ask in one call.
Well, but isn't that universal what, you know, everyone thinks they're isolated and alone, and even though she physically is really isolated at the tip of Alaska and alone, I think that we all individually feel that going on in our homes, our hearts, and what we're dealing with right now. And I think that being present, extremely present, I don't spin off and think about tomorrow or next month or everything that's going on. I must slow it down. Meditation is a huge part of my life in being very present with today.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's wonderful advice for sure. And we are heading into our next commercial break, so we definitely want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors.
Yes, because it's all about supporting small businesses right now. Thank you, Linda Lingo, our financial coach, Sarah Beck with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield, Jesse Baldwin with the Certified Health Coach. She does free health coaching services. Give her a call, 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday. Well, that's not right now, but give them a call. And Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living.
Absolutely. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And we will be back here shortly after the break here at KCNR with the Women of Vision Show.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Welcome back to the Women's Vision Show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We are sitting down talking with Dana Grant. She is an intuitive master life coach, and this is just a really wonderful evening to get all of this information, that's for sure. And we actually have yet another caller on the line. I believe it was Lana. Welcome to the show, Lana.
Well, hello. Thank you.
How are you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm doing fine. Actually, I was anxious to hear. I was trying to tune in, and I had a hard time getting your station. I live in Minnesota, way up in northern Minnesota, but I made it, and I'm so glad. This has been a really good show.
Yay!
Hi, Lana. It's so good to hear from you. How's the weather in Minnesota?
Well, we call it Minnesota here.
We feel a little guilty here. We're getting all these call-ins from all the snow, and we're sitting here with 80-degree and sunshine here in California. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it has been beautiful.
I love it.
So what's your question?
Well, you know, Dana, you know my husband has been dealing with cancer, and he was tested for the virus, and we had to wait a couple of days. And like a half hour ago, we got the results, and it was negative.
Yeah.
And I am so thankful, but the fear, you know, you talked about fear before. And,
yes.
Now, you know, I guess we all are having fear about the virus, but we actually thought he had it. And now he doesn't. So I've got to just change my mindset.
Right. You know, that shift from fear to relief, it gives you, that's such a wide berth of emotions from thinking that that could be a possibility to now the relief of. So tell us, I really want to know, you said there was a shift. Where are you now? Because you were in fear. How do you feel right now, now that you know that he is virus free?
Well, I guess, you know, I wish I could say I was elated, but now we have to wonder, what are those other symptoms from? He still has symptoms, and he couldn't have his cancer treatment because of the fever and everything. So I guess the thing is, you know, okay, now what's next? Why is he having these symptoms? And I guess that's not a fear. We've lived with this now for a while, and it's acceptance. But So I just wanted to see what you thought.
Well, this is what, you know, when you're talking, the way I feel is perhaps he's got the symptoms of maybe the flu. There's other viruses that aren't the, you know, the COVID-19 virus. So he might be dealing with, you know, he's also going through chemotherapy, fever spike, bodies don't feel well. But I think it's very easy for us to slip into, I mean, we get a dry cough, our nose runs, you know, even with menopause, I got a little hot the other night. Oh, am I running a fever? You know, I think it's very easy for all of us to slip into the not knowing. I think I would stay in the energy of, I know he's okay right now, and stay in the gratitude that he does not have that virus. There's enormous healing powers in that.
Oh, yeah.
You know that every cell in your body and his, if you feed it the gratitude and the positive thought process versus the fear of, I don't know what this is, I don't know what this is. If, I mean, if you're playing that tape, that only increases your stress level. So to reduce your stress level, what you really need to do is feed it. It doesn't matter what this is. We'll figure it out. We'll take it day by day. And thank God that he does not have COVID-19.
And, you know, just as you say that, I felt a peace come over my body just from you saying that. And when I look at your on Facebook, I don't go on there very often, but I look at your posts, and they're so uplifting, and they're so, like, you write them just for whoever's looking at it. And like I said, right now, that gave me a peace. That's true. You know, I can't explain it, Dana, but thank you for that.
Lana, well, thank you for calling in. And, you know, I love your energy. I think you're just angelic. And I think we're all in this together. And I think that it's all our jobs to bring peace and guidance to each other. We all have that ability. And I really do believe that he's going to be all right. I think I've said this before. And it just, moving forward, peace is what's going to bring the calm through this storm.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. It's so good to hear from you. You take care of Minnesota.
I'm all right. You take care of California. Tons of love to you, too. Thank you. I just feel so much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lana.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. That's really a good, gosh, I'm going to mess up how I want to say this here, but that does lead me to a question too about, like, how do we deal with grief at this time? I mean, I can't imagine how she's, you know, feeling. Thankfully, like she said, he did come back negative for COVID, but still it's like we're all going through a process of grieving in a different way,
right?
You know, and it's, you know, a lot of us haven't felt that way before or don't know how to navigate, you know, feeling that grief. So
right.
Along with just kind of sitting in the emotion, like you said, what, I know we kind of tackled it a little bit too, but how are you finding that people can help themselves and then help pass that along to others to get through their feelings of grief?
Well, I think it's really important to work through it, not jump over it. I also think it's really important to honor where you're at, wherever that is, and then move through it. Again, I'm going to reiterate, don't set up camp there. And there is no time factor. You know, someone might not shower for a day or 2 days or, you know, I think that after 5 days of pizza and not showering, you probably should get yourself in a cold shower and get moving. But I think what I'm doing is allowing everyone to move through at their pace. I'm not pushing them. And then we're doing a time management plan. We're looking at what we can do proactively. We're just, again, it's a proactive approach. And the goal is to create peace through this. Because I think that we balance back and forth from fear to peace. I mean, it's like a juggling act. And I think in order to, I don't think we stay in peace. I think we tap in and we say, am I fearful? And what are we fearful about? Are we fearful about the virus? Are we fearful about finances? Are we fearful about the future? Jobs, our family? There's a host of things we can be fearful about. Break it down. And then one by one, I have no control over that. I have no control over that. My family's safe. I'm safe. No one has the virus. And then we add in what we're grateful for, and it shifts the cell structure in our body. And it boosts our immune system.
hope and gratitude and staying peaceful, really, it's a science. The body under stress reduces its immune system. So I really want to feed all the cell structures in our body and hydration, all the things that we do, from body, mind, soul, eat healthy. You could eat pizza too, but eat healthy, lots of greens, lots of fresh vegetables. If you lots of water, minimize your alcohol intake. There's things that we can do. I mean, I've never drank, as everyone knows. They're like, I can't believe, but I don't. And I never think to say that minimize your alcohol intake. And that's really guided right now as well. Alcohol is a depressant, minimize it. Families are stuck in small spaces, and I think it's really important to give grace and give space and tolerance to each other. Be tolerant. Less judgment, more tolerance.
Yeah, I love how I saw both callers as soon as you reflected onto them about being grateful and being still. A lot of people think being still is like, meditate. But it could just mean unplug, like you said. Mm-hmm. And the moment you reminded them that, you could already feel and hear the shift. I know I feel the shift in myself. But I think moving forward, what I want to ask is, I've been really hearing about this lately. Yes, gratitude is important. And you've been saying peace. How do we protect our peace? So now we find our peace. We know to stay grateful. We know to be still, but sometimes peace ebbs and flow.
Yeah, you better believe it does. And I think that there's, we can't expect for every moment of our day to be peaceful. Although I've had a pretty peaceful day, but I think we set that up with our perimeters and our boundaries. And, I think that sometimes when life has been messy, we have rollover and it continues to be messy. But I think by putting up boundaries, and, when we know someone's creating drama in our life or someone is sending us 50,000 articles on all the people dying in the world and COVID this and COVID that.
Yeah, your Facebook page.
Yeah, shut it down. Say, hey, mm-hmm. thank you for the information, or put them on snooze. Oh. I think it's really important to our intake is what is stressing us out. And I'm not taking any of that in. So I've had a really peaceful day. My boundaries are in place. So I think we have to protect that, but we have to protect that even when there's not a coronavirus going on, but especially right now, because again, that's a stress on our body that taxes our immune system.
These are some great tools.
A good time to be. It is, and this is a good time to practice that, like you said, and integrate it into your day-to-day life, even after this is over, because we really have more time now to focus on being present and shutting all of that out, and not seeing that all the time. That's such good advice. Like Marie said, it really is.
It's such a great time to reboot and restructure what you want. I mean, if you look at it, like I went back, between now and the 15th of next month before we go to, come out of social distancing, which I think it might be another 4 weeks, around the globe, we have the opportunity. That's 160 hours. If we apply 8 hours a day, which think about what you can do with that. If you want to manifest peace, if you want to restructure boundaries, lots can be done.
Absolutely. Definitely a little shift in mindset can help a lot. So we are about to hit our last commercial break, you guys, and we definitely want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors.
Thank you to Michelle Lane Coaching. She's located in Chico. She's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops. Bev Gray with Zarvita with the most delicious drinks. Sarah Marie Spectrum, our resident unicorn who's always capturing our show. And to World Financial Group, Max Malari, thank you so much. And again, it's all about small business support right now. All of these women have invested in us, and we're so grateful. Thank you so much. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Couldn't be doing it without you guys. So we will hit our last commercial break, and we'll be back here shortly with the Women of Vision show here at KCNR. Bye.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Marith Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we have been sitting down getting some amazing nuggets and information from Dana Grant, who is a certified intuitive master life coach. And could not be better timing to sit down and talk with you about all this and the pandemic that we're going through. And we do have another caller. Goodness, guys, we could have a whole show just doing call-ins. So let's go ahead and get to our next caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I had a little feedback there. Radio is on, my dear. I forgot who our caller is that's calling in. But
yeah, it's Joni. I think maybe I should turn my computer off. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. I just turned my computer off. I was listening to the radio show, but I'm on the phone now.
Okay. Excellent.
Perfect. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Jenny, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Denver. Very cold Denver, Colorado.
Another snowy place.
Yes, well, today's a little bit sunshiny, but we did have the heavy snow for the last couple of days. Typical Denver from 70 degrees to 20 degrees. It just drops dramatically.
Wow. I mean, do you guys see a theme here about the cold weather snow? So, Joni,
yeah.
It's so good to hear from you. I haven't seen you since Sedona. And you know, it was sunny and warm there. I'm so glad you called in. So what is your question you have for me today?
Well, okay. So, well, first I have a little bit of gratitude. I wanted to say thank you for doing the show tonight. Thank you for all your awesome posts on Facebook, your inspiration, all your affirmations and laughter throughout all this crazy, because it really does lift me, lift everybody up. And
thank you.
Dr. Sherbaugh, I had to even ask this question, or it's kind of a dilemma. I feel blessed and really grateful at this time because of the job that I have throughout this. It's actually given me even more work. I work for a family, so I work as a personal assistant and a private chef.
Right.
But it also opens the doors where I am, while I'm social distancing and I'm not having, seeing friends and anything like that, I am the provider.
Right.
I spend some time, 6 hours a day or a few hours, going to multiple stores to provision or at least try to provision food, anything that I can. I never hoarded or got anything prior to this crazy outbreak. I had a meltdown yesterday when I went to Pharmaca looking for just nothing, just anything to provide my family with any form of immunity, like nutritional therapy, supplements, elderflower, absolutely anything.
Right.
And you know that thing about caregivers? What happens to the caregiver? Go through such burnout doing your job. With a service heart, and I wouldn't see it any other way, but there's so much burnout.
Well, I just wrote down, and interestingly enough, I just took some notes, and I wrote caretaker and circled it. So I'm leading with caretaker, which means that we usually put ourselves last when we're putting other people first, and you're in a job where you're taking care of people. And I think this pertains to a lot of mothers out there. We could, you are a professional chef for families. Moms are professional chefs for their family. Everyone's in the same position where you're leading the ship. You're rowing the boat. And that is a lot of pressure. And I think that it's so important. And it's more than important, Joni. It's essential for you, self-care. Implement time. It's got to be built into your schedule, just like your cooking schedule. You must delegate meditation, quiet time, disconnect. Time for you to nurture your soul. I mean, you can't just keep giving and giving and giving, and your cup will run out.
Yeah, it's kind of turning into that. But what happens is that in a situation where you have to let other people go or other people that work with and for you that aren't coming to work, you take on your role and then other people's roles, and the job just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's hard to kind of get grounded and even stop or I don't know the word for it. I haven't felt this way in so long. I'm beside myself.
Right. Okay. So let's back up. So immediately, what comes to me is, why are you taking more and more responsibilities on? I think this is the time to really scale back, stay in your own lane. Everyone needs to take it's perspective. You feel the need to keep performing at a level that doesn't feel in alliance with what's going on right now. That leads to burnout. You're pushing yourself too hard. I feel it. I mean, I feel your energy. And when you tell me you're beside yourself, that's telling me that you aren't being still. You are not trusting that everyone's going to be okay and that the ship is not going to go down if you don't make a 10-course dinner for dinner. I mean, maybe you make chicken nuggets.
That would be actually.
Yeah, I mean, scale back. Time management and being efficient with your time, and you've got the skill set to be able to do that and build in. But this is really screaming boundaries right here. Your boundaries around your personal space.
Definitely.
I think you need to map out a plan and you need to submit it and say, this is what I need to take care of myself right now. Because if you go down, they don't have a chef.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that if you write down a plan that works best for you, I think that, and you submit that, how can they not say, oh, thank you for letting me know? A lot of times people are really grateful that they know where we're at. And a lot of times they don't know where we're at if we keep overachieving and we keep stretching. And they're just thinking, they're just supporting us on, yay, great job, good job, keep going, until we fall flat on our face. And we are the ones that have to pull the brake and say, wait a minute, I can't sustain this pace.
Actually, I think you got a point. You are so right there. It's like it's up to me to decide or to be the one to delegate my authority or like step back and do something different, change the way I do what I do and make some time for me and not stress. Right.
Absolutely. Well, Jody, it's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad you called in. I hope you found that helpful.
I did. Thank you so much, Dana.
You're so welcome.
We hit almost every spot there. I love it.
Right?
Yeah, from every caller. I don't want to take up too much time, but, yeah, she pointed out burnout. That was me last week. I've been more busy than ever, and when Thursday came, I'm like, I'm done. And you're right. You're spot on where it's like nothing's going to burn down.
No.
You know?
We got a call from Wisconsin, Denver, Alaska. This is universal. I mean, I was on the call with two clients from London today. There is nothing. The story doesn't change.
Yeah.
Boundaries. Yeah. Be still. Trust that everything's going to be okay. And see what you can do to nurture yourself through this process. Because if you're taking care of yourself, you're taking better care of everyone else.
Yep. I completely unplugged and I did everything self-care, 100% me. But Dana, I want to honor your time being our guest.
Absolutely.
And man, you've just been giving and giving just like you always do. But I want to give this last 4 minutes of a time just to highlight you, your business, any upcoming events coming up, how they can plug into your programs. 3 minutes, actually.
Okay.
Yes. That's actually how can we find you? Because we're all going to. Yeah. Need to keep having you.
Well, you know, Women of Vision, we are co-hosting the Women's Success Summit. That's in the works for, it looks like August 15th, whether we do it virtually or in person, we're looking at that. And I have a podcast launching on the 11th of next month, April 11th, and that is the Lynn and Dana Show, Lynn and Dana Rule the World. It's East Coast, West Coast perspective, an attorney and me talking about it's going to be a wild show. It's a podcast show. Tune into that. And, you know, I have a lot of events in the works that are being delayed. So I'm taking it day by day. I'm doing a lot of one-on-one coaching. A lot of live events have been canceled, but you can go to thedanagrant.com and find all the updates.
And everybody's been saying, I love your post, Dana. Well, where is that post? Where are they finding that?
Well, you can find me. I am so social. I love people. And you can find me right on Facebook under Dana Grant and Dana Grant Coaching and Consulting. And I love Instagram. And that is under The Real Dana Grant. So, yeah, I love it. I love it all. I love connecting out there because it's just a great way to hear people's stories and share what's going on.
Yeah, me too. Man, yeah, you
and
need
you are
your own
always
podcast.
Such a bright light. I know, right? Everybody's going to have to tune into that because that's going to be a good one. And I tell you what, just keep doing what you're doing and keep sharing the sunshine and the love and the positivity because some days that's going to be the thing that gets people through and gives them what they need to do to be able to share with somebody else, you know, when they're having a day of strength to be able to pass that on. So we're very fortunate that we had you sit down with us tonight. That's for sure.
I loved it. I always love spending time with you ladies. You are some of my favorite ladies. And I love, again, the collaboration of our competition. And I love this movement. And, you know, it rocks my world, too. So thank you for what you do.
Yes.
She
you
definitely
so much.
Lifted me out of all my stuff. And
I know. Right? Yes, that's true. You ladies carry a lot. I mean, let's be real. So. Thank you just so much for giving us that little push that we need to take care of ourselves, to take care of others, to keep helping small businesses and do what we need to do to make this a better situation for all of us. So,
and I want to give one last shout out to people to make sure that they support small businesses, whether it's a gift card or, I mean, there's so much going on out there right now. Do a takeout from your favorite restaurant. Just pay attention to, you know, do something small. It's all good.
It is all good. Yes, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight, and we will tune in next Tuesday for the Women of Vision show. We are Women of Vision.